Hello, and welcome back to the Reuben Podcast, brought to you by N. So, I'm going to start this episode a little bit differently compared to the previous episode and the prologue. But this one starts from a conversation. Well, I say a conversation. I asked a friend of mine a question, as opposed to asking him a statement. But I asked him something which should be fairly obvious on the outside, but for some reason, for some people, I just don't inherently see it. And that is the question of, what do you care about? Because I'm a person who is very passionate about lots of different things. I just need to share it to the world. You know what I mean? But with some people who they want to rock with me and everything else, like, not that everyone's fire needs to burn as brightly as mine, but I need to see some kind of spark at least. You know? And I don't think that's really unfair to say or request of anyone. So I asked him, what do you care about? And he replied with, world peace. And I was like, is that a joke? And of course he said yes. So then I asked him again, okay, so what do you care about then? Because this is a person, and it's not just... How can I put this into words for this podcast right here today? Like, this is not an attack on him, but whenever I hear or see people saying that they want to do this with their life or that with their life, or they want to be an actor or a model or somewhere in the public space, or even if they want to be a lawyer or a doctor, I'm gonna ask, why? Why do you care about being this person, that person, so much? Why do you care about having that as your job? And for some people, yeah, I guess a job is just that. It's a job. But for me, I'm passionate about telling stories, about awakening people to new experiences, about giving back and inspiring. That's what I think that acting is all about. And I find such artistry in the human form, the way you can contort yourself, your mind, your emotions, your feelings, your knowledge, your experiences, and make something wonderful. And the best thing about film and photography is that they're both collaborative. Very rarely do you get one person in a room by themselves, and it makes... I guess you can pick up a camera and use the lens. But, you know, I just love how visual media is so collaborative these days. I love it. And I don't think I can do anything else with my life. I really don't. It's what I'm passionate about. It's what I was put on this earth to do. It's my destiny. And maybe most people don't find that burning desire. You know what I mean? Or maybe they haven't found what they're passionate about yet. Or maybe they found it, but they just want to push it off because they don't feel like they're ready for it. Or they don't feel like they're entitled to live out their wildest fantasies, you know? But the magical thing about art is that it can entice an audience or any kind of person to care. Yes, there are those cutesy films about the day in the life or those kind of movies which it's just, you know, popcorn and chill. But the kind of art which I want to make, I want to transform stories, you know. I want to be like, hey, look at this person or this group of people transforming lives. And life itself can be a beast. It can be challenging. It can have wild ups and downs. It's the best roller coaster you'll ever have. And in that, we all deserve to be inspired just a little bit. after a hectic day at work, or maybe you're not sure how to pursue a particular dream, particular passion, we look towards film, music, and art for that sense of escapism, for that fantasy. I love it, I love it, I love it. And I would never do anything else. Gosh. As in, I can't imagine my purpose being anything other than that. Of course, to get to where you need to get to, there are sometimes delays, sometimes setbacks, but as long as you stay true to yourself and stay on the right path, well, who else can say anything, right? And during one of these tough times I've had, I've been involved in this community action organization group project called Streetwise Opera. And of course, opera is kind of highfalutin. It's sort of, well, at least that's what I thought it was anyway. Like, honestly and truly, I see theatre as something that is accessible, that is from the people. When you go, and you like anyone from Shakespeare to Andrew Lloyd Webber, it's all about inspiring the people around them. You know, that's what theatre is. It's taking stories from everyday life, really, and transforming them into relatable, real, honest characters which the audience can see themselves in. And community theatre amps it up times 10. Imagine doctors, lawyers, teachers, students, waiters, bartenders, people coming from all different places, all walks of life, to put in something together for the little town, little city, little borough, and making something magical out of it. I've been involved in lots of community theatre so far. The most challenging thing, I think, has been finding people of a particular age. As I am young, still, yes, I'm a young 20 something doing the thing, yes, girl. And to find A, like-minded people, B, people who are also doing more things for the community, and there are some young people doing things for the community. I didn't want to take that away from them. Yet, it seems like young people are suggested to do things via their school, college, university, rather than to seek out indie theatres and to do things their own way, which is arguably what I did more of, you know. But back to Streetwise Opera, I love how they don't have these boundaries. Like, you're not made to feel weird or out of place because you're always of a particular age or of a particular demographic or come from a particular background. They treat everyone openly and fairly, and we make opera. Goodness, the voices which I hear and the way which they come together is like nothing I've ever heard in my entire life. I say my entire life as a 20 something. But it's just amazing how such a transformative experience can exist during the tough times that a lot of people actually go through. And I think that's what I care about too. The kind of products which I've been so blessed to be on so far, their stories transcend race, they transcend gender, they transcend whatever you've gone through before. What they're about is about people coming together from all walks of life, all different experiences, and putting on a performance for the sake of entertaining, inspiring, and giving back. Now, I imagine that some questions that people might have for me is about, how I felt during this time and everything else. Everything else. But honestly, I think it just put things in perspective and reinforced my sense of purpose. If anything, I feel more like a wind-up toy more than a balloon. You know what I mean? Like, a balloon can, you know, if it's full of helium and tied up, it can go all the way to the sky, the stratosphere, and maybe beyond. But a wind-up toy, you know, just the more energy you put into it, the more care you put into it, the more you wind it up, it can fly passably, it can fly through it. If that balloon dares to have a hole in it, any size, then it'll slowly but surely drift to the bottom, never to be seen again. But with a wind-up toy, if it loses its power, runs out of steam, all you need to do is pick her up again, wind it up that much more tightly, then it can fly even further. That's how I feel. Because when you are knocked down, you can do two things. Lie there, never get back up. Run away. Make that three things. Lie there, never get back up. Or run away from wherever knocked you down. Or the third thing, get back up and dare the person to try and do it again. Knock you down a second time, get back up, okay, try it a third time. They might swing and miss, they might knock you down again. Fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, seventh time. After a while, people will start to say, oh damn, this person is industrial. No matter how many times we try to knock him down, he keeps on getting back up. So what do we do now? Do we keep on trying to knock him down? Because eventually, when you take that punch, that kick to the face, eventually it'll just feel like nothing. It may as well have never happened. And if the person can see that, which they will, then of course they'll never try it again. And how many points can I squeeze into the remainder of this podcast? Maybe let's talk about artistry. I see myself as an artist, definitely. Because, yes, there are people out there who are maybe born in some sort of privilege, who, you know, takes the right classes and everything else and can put on a good performance. I agree with you there. But there's a marked difference between someone like that and someone who's like, hey, I see all these problems going on in the world. This can be fixed, that can be fixed. The story needs to be told, that story needs to be told. And someone who's able to take those stories, take and their own experiences, and transform it into something. And I would sooner call the latter an artist rather than the former. Maybe that's me being some kind of pretentious, but, well, I would say anyone can be an artist, but the difference between an artist and someone who makes art is like night and day to me. To me, at least. And then it comes on the question of, do we only find the person's art valid if they have gone through some sort of struggles? You know? But then it's no secret that you look at the people whom society, the world seems to recognize that they have gone through some kind of something, or they at least feel it from a past life. But both of those kinds of people have this one thing in common. They hone their craft, they practice, and they persevere. And they face the odds, beat the odds, go through all kinds of adversity, be it in the casting room or be it in real life, and make their mark. And that's also what I feel like I was put on this earth to do. You know, and the only strange challenge I see in my personal life is finding people who sort of rock with that, or who at least understand it, or say, for example, you don't have to understand the inner workings of the sun, but you can appreciate that it gives heat and light and provides energy for the entire planet, right? And when you see someone's passion inside someone's eyes, to then knock them down because you're not in that space, or you try to be in that space yourself and you failed, so I'm gonna make everyone else around me fail too. That's really not okay. But, however, even though they are going to be the first ones to knock on your door, like, hey, remember me? When things happen. So, yeah. No. Maybe. And I think I said all that to say this. Artistry is what I care about. I love it when someone taps into themselves, their experiences, their surroundings, and presents something magical for us all to enjoy. Regardless if it's, a movie for the sake of maybe entertainment or a film of academic purposes. You know what I mean? Everyone has to use mood boards. Everyone has to go through the audition process. Everyone has to put that idea from brain to mind to pen to paper. That being said, there are some things being released in the ethos today, in the ether, in the public space today, where it's like, well, if it's 90 minutes long, has a beginning, middle, and end. I guess you can call it a film, but then, everyone's path is different, and what we may see at the end may not necessarily be the same thing that we see in the beginning. So then, who am I to judge anyone else's artistry or anyone else's ability to care but my own? And that's the thing too, like, I am really not judgmental in terms of anything and anybody, and everyone has their own hopes, their own dreams, their own everything else. But the things which I take inspiration from, it really seemed like there was a marked effort for everyone in plain sight to be like, okay, zoom, we're all doing this now. And I somewhat assumed that's what the whole of the human experience was about, but I'm learning that you can live life in a multitude of ways. And as long as you can come together and check in on each other every now and then, as just human beings, then that really should be enough. Maybe I should go back to school, so then I have some common ground with a wider range of people. Because having all this artistry to yourself is the most inspiring and maddening thing, you know. The 50s has long gone, and they can't bring it back, maybe in its entirety, on your own. Or maybe I'm living in it right now, and I won't see the effects of it until many more podcast episodes to come. Then again, what you read in retrospect is not necessarily the same experience which you would have while you're living inside it. And the thing about history is that there are pretty holes which we can tend to gloss over. But I think I just figured out what I'm passionate about, what I care about. People, human beings coming together to share artistry and to be inspired in the same moment. Thank you so much for listening to the Ruben Podcast, brought to you by Earn. And thank you for tuning in next week as well. Thank you so much. Love you all. Love you, especially. You, the particular individual listening to this right now. Love you. Bye.